Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. It don't get no better than that, folks. I'll give you the toll-free numbers, toll-free calls, USA and Canada. Get your pen ready. They're all over the websites, all over my website, michaelgoger.com and at bbsradio.com. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. I just got a message delivered to me. Canada is not online. We don't have Canada toll-free, so I'll give you the direct line. Most people have plans and cell phones and whatnot, so dial direct if you have to, anywhere in the world. 1-530-876-3222. And I have a great show lined up today. Around 2 o'clock, I'll bring out my guest for today, Tyler Smoot. He's a young man that was here in July. He was suffering from kidney disease, and he's in need of a kidney transplant. And we covered organ donation. I became an organ donor on air because of Tyler Smoot, and I hope a few others that were listening did too. After I go, if there's something they can use, I want to let them have it. And Tyler inspired me to that and made me get up and do it. So all you gotta do is check the back of your driver's license to be an organ donor, or a few other ways of doing it too, through your doctor. And he was in line for a Make-A-Wish program for a trip to Hawaii to see the bounty hunter dog, and I believe that's in the beginning stages. It's set up, and we're gonna bring him out here at 2 o'clock and talk more about that and hear how the program's going and wish him well with it. And then I'll continue doing readings for the listening audience after that. So got a good show lined up. USA, toll free. Come on, especially New Yorkers. I'm a New Yorker, anywhere from Albany to Manhattan. Caller, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give the number for USA one more time. You don't mind, do you?
I don't mind.
Okay, good. You're a part of my show then. You're a surprise guest. What's your first name?
Brenda.
Linda? Okay, Linda, hang on 1 second. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. And it's all over the website, michaelgoger.com. Go there and check that out. And bbsradio.com. You're probably there already, so bookmark it, learn how to navigate it. Linda, how you doing?
It's Brenda with a B.
Linda?
Brenda.
Belinda. Belinda.
B-R-E-N-D-A.
Belinda. Right?
Brenda.
I'll
never met.
Belinda. Right?
Brenda. B-R.
B-R.
E-N-D-A.
Hmm. All right. Anyway, you heard me read before.
Hello?
You heard me read before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let me jump into your reading then.
Okay.
That's what we're here for. All right. I'm going right to... Don, can you hear me?
I hear you.
I know you do, but does Don... Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I was hoping Don would repeat your name. What was your name again?
Brenda.
Rinda. I'm hearing Rinda.
B-R. Brenda instead of Linda.
Yeah, okay. Brenda. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Brenda, right?
Uh-huh. That's
Brenda.
Correct.
Brenda. Linda, but with a B.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Brenda, I'm going right to your home, your family. I'm feeling very, very family, cozy. Next 30 days, a lot of issues with the family. They're showing me a new baby. I don't know if you got one coming around you, family, or there was just one, or you're going to maybe hear about one coming.
Okay.
All right. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling close to the home and family, so it's going to be close, a neighbor or a friend or a relative, so keep that. You might have a surprise coming.
Okay.
I'm also feeling like there may be a relocating or some moving going on with you or somebody close to you.
That's possible.
That's possible. It's either being talked about or thought about or...
Talked about.
It's your inner thoughts. That's why we call it your inner thoughts. And I feel like it's going to be beneficial. There's going to be more to it within the next 30, so keep your ears and eyes open. Maybe a connection or a heads up or even something written in stone for you with it.
Okay.
All right. I'm also getting an engagement or a union of some kind. I don't know if this is you or somebody in the home or family.
Okay.
A marriage or an engagement or a union or somebody coming to somebody close to you and there's a celebration over it. Okay. And financially, I feel things are going to get better. I feel like I'm going to be able to get something that I want. I feel like there's something I want or need, and I feel like it's a big item, like a furniture, a car, or something like this.
Yes, I do want a car.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be dealing with that, too, soon. That's developing also for you. I'm also, let's see, the move is going to be good, too. It's going to be beneficial, an upgrade, better everything, and happy.
Yes.
Very, very happy with that. Okay, and there's some education in school here. Brenda, I don't know if it's you, or are you a teacher, or you want to go to school, or...
Well, I'm in school, and I'm actually thinking about changing over my major to teaching, so...
Oh, okay. Because I'm hearing teacher. You would be an awesome teacher, a very good teacher. And in a knowing with you, old soul, a lot to teach. You could benefit mankind, and you would be a light on the earth, I'm hearing, because of your intuitive abilities. Very spiritual, too. A lot of spiritual energy around you, Brenda.
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody else with you, like-minded maybe, inspiring you, working with you, helping you. It could be another teacher or a classmate. There just seems to be some type of a bond going through this educational,
okay,
spiritual thing, whatever it is. And pay attention to your dreams, too, because I feel metaphysically or spiritually some answers are going to be given to you. Okay, so
okay.
Within the next 30 days, something that I'm searching for or I need to know the answer to or just a missing piece of a puzzle somewhere, and I feel like it may be dreamt or it'll just come to you in a flash of inspiration. So pay attention as far as that goes, as far as gathering information and missing links, missing pieces. Let's see. All right, I feel like I'm stuck in something. There's something I want to move forward in. I'm held back or delayed sometimes with this.
There was probably the career.
Yeah, my wheels are spinning. And I feel like I'm suspended. And where I was, I don't think it's going to be for much longer. That's for sure. I feel like things are eventually start moving forward for you around the beginning of September, going into the fall.
Okay.
And it feels like it goes out to everything, career and finances and family and just a general moving forward all the way around with you. There's a message there. They just want you to know that,
okay,
that it's not going to stay the way it is for long, and you're going to start moving forward. And I feel like spiritualism, again, is going to increase and play a role in your life, and you may find yourself being pulled there, okay?
Okay.
And then you'll know what it means. It's just that you're being pulled and drawn to it, and there's something there for you. I'm feeling some spiritual abilities with you. I'm also feeling like a relationship of some kind. I feel like it's been negative or or unpleasant, and that may be coming to an end. It may be a family member or a neighbor or somebody where there's some negativity or the relationship is kind of rough and rocky, and I'm being told to tell you that's going to get better, too.
Okay, that's good. That probably relates you with my boyfriend.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you're in your relationship?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm getting... has it ended?
No, it hasn't. Well, it hasn't really ended. We sort of separated, but we're planning on getting back together. I don't know.
Okay. Possibility by September... a need for a major overhaul with both or him or one of you. Something's got to change or give, I believe.
Okay.
Or else it'll be some more of the same-o. So if he comes back, I feel like he will come back, but it's going to be a little rocky. So prepare yourself for that. You're going to need to, like I said, there needs to be a changeover in a way of thinking.
But do you feel he will change?
Will he change?
Uh-huh.
That's a good question. I'm being told there's a need to change, and it needs to be philosophical, emotional, and mental, internal. I feel like on both sides,
yeah.
You and him, so you might want to maybe dwell on some of the things that occur within yourself, too.
Okay.
If and when he comes back. I feel like he will come back. I got a feeling he will. Let's see. Okay. There needs to be an awakening to the old way, the old character. The old character I'm hearing needs to be dropped away, and a new character brought in, a new way of thinking, a new atmosphere and chemistry I'm hearing. Okay. Will he come back? I'm trying to see. I'm leaning towards him coming back. Brenda, but go slow with it, and you need to iron things out to communicate more. I'm hearing, for one thing, and because there's no way he can come back and it can continue the way it was, and I think you'll validate that.
Okay,
and very important to remember me saying this, that when he comes back, that the two of you's got to work together, and. I believe it's him mainly with the total makeover internally, the way he thinks and acts and some of the things he does and lifestyle. And it needs to be talked about and focused on in order for it to continue. So that's where they're leaving me, because it's up in the air whether he will or not. And I'm going to have to leave you with that. I can only take you up to where he's back and he's working on making things better.
Okay.
And when that happens, call back sometime in the near future, and we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, you've been helpful, and you've given me some great news.
Okay.
Really have touched on things that are going on around me.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Take these numbers with you. Maybe you'll put a buck on it.
Okay.
3, 2, 12, and 8.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Brenda. Thank you. I'm sorry about that problem with your name.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, I want to get some information out there. If you'll notice, I have some music that starts my show now, and I want to give credit to Joe Dex. Joe Dex will be a guest on my show August 26th, and you're going to hear a lot more about him. He's an awesome musician, and he's got a lot of stuff out there. You'll probably be hearing more of his stuff here at BBS Radio, so... I just wanted to give a little credit to the creator of the intro. It's titled, it was written for me, 10 years ago probably, I think, back in chat, my first chat name, Going Within. And Dex was inspired by Spirit to write a song for me. And that's part of it, what you're hearing when my show starts. So everything about me and my show is symbolic, even the name, Your Inner Thoughts, was created in a chat room one night. Titles were being passed around, and Your Inner Thoughts are the one that jumped out at us. And so enjoy the show and the pages. Navigate them and enjoy your stay at BBS Radio. There's 85, 86 live shows. You can't beat it. Okay, is there any callers? I lost track if there was a caller or not. Okay, I'll keep talking until there is a caller. And if you want a free psychic reading, give me a ring. I'd like to point you to my website, www.michaelgoger.com. There's been many upgrades there. We have an awesome patriotic tribute to the men and women of our armed services, and we're very proud of it. We just installed the page. If you go to the link and click on Patriotic Tribute, you'll go to another page with several links. Click on the page two. Start with the first page, but at page two we have a picture of the battleship USS New York. It was created out of all the steel from the World Trade Centers. And it's phenomenal. And we also have a song that goes with it, so turn your speakers up when you go there to look at the picture. And if you're not moved by that picture, you're not an American or a New Yorker. So, and I'm not the supporter of the war, but I am patriotic, and that means a lot to us, that link. And go enjoy it. And I'd also like to let you know, stop at my chapel. We have the ocean waves crashing now in audio while you're there meditating and praying. Stop in and see that. You can get it all right on the front page at www.michaelgoger.com. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael. This is Nancy Sue. How you doing?
Nancy, I'm glad you called. I felt all alone.
Yeah, I thought, well, you know what? I try not to call too often, but nobody is calling. I thought, well, let me get my foot in there.
And I'm glad you did.
Me too.
Give me a break. It gives me a break. I got a million things to say, but sometimes I have a hard time grabbing it all.
Right.
And I keep saying, I wish somebody would call. Because I'm programmed to read. Really, all I should be doing is reading. And this is kind of interesting where I can be an entertainer and a host and do readings at the same time. So.
Right.
And it takes a lot of practice, believe it or not. The listeners got no idea what goes into just getting me here like this once a week on top of the other things I'm doing.
No, I can imagine.
Yep, and I love doing it, Nancy, and I want to do it to help many, many people. That's why I'm doing it.
Well, you know what? We all really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nancy.
Definitely.
It means a lot to me. Take, for instance, my guest today, Tyler. If we can get him a new kidney or make his dream come true or increase his happiness in one way, to me, that's worth it all right there.
Oh, that is so awesome, and you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's only going to take the right ears, the right eyes to say, this guy's got something going on here.
Yeah.
And then I can help maybe thousands of kids like Tyler.
Amen.
Thousands, you know, one show, one concert, one, who knows where it'll go.
Mm-hmm.
All it'll take is one billionaire out there.
There you go.
All right, Nancy, let's see what Spirit's got to say for you. Let's see. Well, I'm getting... Everything about you right now is cooperation and partnership and help from other people and people seeing things your way and also with some, I believe, health or medical news, good news. With, I don't know if somebody's not feeling well or there's something going on in that department. I'm getting good news for that or answers from it. I'm not sure what this is, Nancy, but whatever it is, it's good news for the health.
Amen.
So they're showing me signs for health and strength and strength. I keep hearing strength. Romance. I feel strong. Is something going on there with the anniversary? Or
nope, that's past, but...
Something special? Maybe you want to go to dinner tonight or a dance or something.
That'd be nice.
I got an increase in romance around you, Nancy, so share that with your husband and let him know what I said.
All righty.
I'm meeting somebody new, too. Somebody interesting is coming into my life in one way or another. It's good for me. I'm interested by this person. It may be connected to finances or work once again, a new friend or something special happening in finances and the work department, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like I'm meet somebody or somebody new, or I meet someone and they do something for me, and there's some good things come out of that work-wise and financially.
Oh, that'd be great.
But I am being pulled to the business end, you know, work, money, business. So be aware of anybody new that's connected to that, maybe helping you somehow or making something happen for you.
Okay.
I feel like a dispute getting better. I don't know if this was you and hubby or somebody in your family or in your
sister.
Realm. What's that?
My sister.
Yes, right.
Yeah, my mother passed a year ago, and my sister is now disputing things, which there's nothing to dispute when there's nothing left.
True. But it gets petty, you know?
Yeah.
And when emotions are flying, it's difficult. I know it is. And what I found in life is just to let it go in that situation.
Yeah,
but
that's what I've done, but she's not.
What's that, Nancy?
I said, I've let it go.
Yeah.
But she's still...
Yeah,
yeah.
I believe by September she'll be coming around probably or communicating more.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, because they're pointing their finger and they're saying this is ending and it's like a dispute and it's in your world there. So I'm getting the people becoming friends again and communicating. So
That would be wonderful. I really miss my sister.
Yeah, she's feeling the same thing, I'm hearing.
Good.
She's feeling the same thing and biting at the bit and... It's going to be an awesome reunion. There's going to be healings there and closure and like a commitment never to do it again type of thing. Or
oh, okay.
Between sisters type, you know, let's never go there again. There's a healing, and it's definitely centered in the family. It may come through a get-together, so don't be stubborn and not go if there's something, an invite, family or a reunion or a celebration of some kind.
Okay.
Keep that in mind. And again, I'm getting a baby with you. I think every time I connect with you, I see the new baby.
Well, you know what? You have predicted that twice with me, and twice a baby has been born. My younger brother-in-law had a baby at 42.
Mm.
And then my very best friend had a baby, and I believe the baby is my father had come back.
Yeah, there was a significance to it, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I don't know if they're rehashing what just happened, or again, maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
I can't see a baby every week now.
I know.
Come on. It's got. But they're either emphasizing the babies that came, or it could be the one baby where it's the dad coming back.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're yelling about that again. Remember it or keep it in mind.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be, yeah. And doing something else for children, too. Teaching, working, or something. I don't know if it's you're headed in that direction or you got some abilities. You might be volunteering or something like that. Or it's either that or the children imagery I'm picking up on you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I'll leave you with that, Nancy.
Oh, God bless you, Michael.
Seems like all good news. The sun is shining around you. Rainbows, flowers. I'm getting all of it for you, Nancy, so... You're a blessed woman. You're a special person.
Thank you, and so are you. I appreciate everything.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, God bless you.
Okay, tell your friends.
Oh, will do.
Call someone. Tell them to call me.
All right.
I'm only kidding. But tell your friends about us.
Will do, Michael.
All righty. There's no thing like traffic.
Yes.
Goodbye, Nancy. Take
care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Google me. My family loves it when I say that. Google me. But seriously, check my website out if you want to know more about me. If you're just listening, just tuning in, I'm Michael Goger. My website is www.michaelgoger.com, and there's something there for everyone. MySpace is linked there. Get in MySpace. My Yahoo group is there. Join my Yahoo group and my mailing list for the website. Join them all. You can't go wrong. Have your bases covered. I am working on a way where we can get some free readings to the Yahoo group members. So join the Yahoo group. If you left because of double emails, just delete them when they come in. X them out and just read one. Or don't take no mail. Look at the message board for the messages. But there are a lot of members, and when I start this program that I'm developing and working on, there will be free readings for the Yahoo group members, so it will pay to be a Yahoo group member. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Me too.
What's your first name?
Darlene.
Say that again.
Darlene.
Shailene.
Darlene.
Oh, God, not again. Why would the name... Oh, that was the boss. I don't know if they hear you, Don, when you do that, but the boss just popped in and he said, Darlene. Thank you, boss.
Okay.
I got to get a hearing aid. Now, I'm going to be working on an enhanced phone. Are you on a cordless or something?
No, I'm not. I'm on a landline.
Oh, good. Landline is the way to go. Okay, how do I sound to you?
Fine.
Okay, Darlene. You ready for the reading?
Ready.
What part of the world are you from?
California.
California, good. All right. I don't know if you ever heard me read or you've been listening, but I just hear and feel my imagery, and I repeat what I'm hearing and feeling and try to connect it to something you need to know. All right. I'm usually it's men with women, but this time I'm going to business and work. Big increase one way or another. I don't know if you're working or you're looking or... But if you're looking, you're going to find, and if you're working, it's going to increase overtime. Or I'm getting a step up to a raise, possible recognition of some kind. An increase in workload, too. I feel like I'm going to be very busy and at times even overburdened. So I want to keep that in check, how much I take on and how much I promise. Keep that in mind the next 30 days. I may promise more than I can deliver, so keep that in mind. But there is a definite expansion and a step up financially and business-wise. I keep right on going into business and work. Hang on. It's like tuning a radio in. A male, too. It might be a male connection in the work world. I don't know if you work with a close friend or a better half or connected somehow, Darlene?
No, I work by myself.
You work by yourself. Okay, does your husband help you? Or?
No.
Okay. And maybe he's just exposed to it.
I'm going to give myself a raise.
Well, it would be more business then, is what I would be picking up on. I'd leave it up to the sitter to put it where it belongs. So if you're a businesswoman and you're running a business, you would get an increase. And business would be better. It would expand and pick up, especially between now and the next 30. So that's a good sign. And I am getting a mail being mixed in here somehow. I don't know if it's a new business client or a partner or an advisor somehow, but I feel like a mail will play a role in helping me business-wise. I'm feeling like marketing or communicating or advertising. So if you're looking for this and need it and run into it and it's a man, remember me saying it, I feel like he's going to be very helpful and you're going to like the energy between you. So you can keep that in mind. I got a feeling I got somebody leaving too or needing to go somewhere. There's also a male. I don't know if it's you got a relationship splitting or your better half has to go somewhere. Or I'm not sure what it is, Darlene. Just take it for what it is.
Okay.
I feel like there's a male in my life and we're kind of bonded and he's got to either go on a journey or a trip somewhere or he's actually leaving type thing. So I don't know if it's a brother going overseas or going somewhere or a good, real, real good friend leaving your life, possibly, or moving. I feel like relationships are changing. You're going to be going into the fall of September with a cycle of friendships and relationships changing and a lot of activity with that. New friends coming, old ones going. I'll be dealing with that as I go into September. Let's see. And it's for the better, too. I feel like it's it works well, really. If I got somebody going somewhere, they maybe come back better or bigger, or they're going into the right direction financially. And it seems like I go into September doing very well with finances and business. A little confused with another man that comes on the scene, also connected. Could be another customer or a client that definitely affects your income. Good business sense, another businessman possibly. It looks like around September you're going to get very active with business contacts and connections and other people working with you, helping you. So stay open to that. I just feel like the right people at the right time are going to come through. And it's almost like a bartering and a connecting and a networking type thing going on, and possibly with one or two men. So, and it's beneficial and there's an increase and it's the right thing to do, I feel. So if you run into that. And I'll leave you with some numbers, Darlene. I'm getting a 10, 14, 11, and 28 for you.
28, my favorite number.
Yeah, there you go. And
okay.
I hope it helped you.
All right, well, it's interesting. Thanks
okay.
a lot.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right, you have a good day and take care. Thank you. All right, everybody, if you like a reading, give me a ring. Caller. Hi. Okay, I thought I had a caller. All right, folks. BBS Radio, the fastest, the biggest, the baddest internet radio station on the planet. You can't say no. Go there and check it out. www.bbsradio.com. 80 live talk shows. 84 talk shows, 80 of them live. Can't beat it. Three stations. You have your archives. All the shows are automatically archived. If you get a reading or you're on a show, you can get a copy of it. Or you can come back and listen to past shows. Check the demographics. They're growing. They're growing. It can't be described. They're growing so fast. Dozens and dozens of readers and advisors. You can get a reading every day if you play your cards right. And if you go there now, you'll see a picture of me with my eyeballs popping out of my sunglasses that the boss put there so many moons ago. I'm going to change that picture. I'll get one with a fake nose. Okay, folks, if you'd like to give us a ring, and we're on station one. Remember, there's three stations. When you go to listen, click on the right station and listen now. Where my show, station one. Toll free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Canada isn't online yet. They will be soon, and you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. If you'd like a free reading, give me a ring. I'm getting lonely. Call mommy. Call me now. Okay, folks, I want to go back to my website. Hook to MySpace. It's at my website, www.michael.com, the Yahoo group, and my mailing list. And if you look on the right-hand side, the navigation bar, you'll see all my interests and the groups that I support. I got several different groups there that I'd like to give knowledge to. You can join them, check them out. And I got my chapel, online chapel, with ocean waves crashing. Great for praying and meditating. I got a patriotic tribute. I got the One Campaign listed there, and I got the Secret Sanctuary. It's an online chapel that I have never seen anywhere before. It's amazing. Stop in and check it out. Also, BBS Radio is linked there, and my show guest lineup are also there with all their info. All my shows, past shows, future shows, we're a month in advance. You can go there, see who's going to be on my show, and get all the information that's available to them. So stop in, www.michaelgoger.com. I will be starting up in Pal Talk. I know I talk about it every week, and you're saying, yeah, right, you're always saying that. but I will be starting in Pal Talk. The room probably will be listed in radio and TV, so I don't bump into the many other readers that are in there. I don't want to crowd one spot, and I want to promote my radio show, so that would be the place to put it, in the radio and TV section. I will have a guest every Sunday for at least a half hour. Some will be an hour, some will be half hour. And dozens and dozens of readers I will be bringing on. If you'd like to be a guest on my show, send me an email. Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com. If you have something to say, something that you'd want to promote, give me an email. Let me know what you're thinking and what you want to do. And we'll set something up. We're about 6 weeks in advance, so if you're thinking about it, write the email now, because it'll take 6-7 weeks to get you set up. I want to thank my producer, Shailene Bassett, my assistant producer, Sue Hansen. Those are the two girls that keep me up and running, and believe me, it's no easy feat. They got their hands full. All I can do is read. They do everything else. They run the websites and all the sites and all the promoting and setting up the pages and lining up the guests. And the list is endless what they do, and I want to thank them with all my heart. I want to thank my wife for putting up with me. It's not easy, believe me, and she's good about it. And we're here every Sunday, 2 hours, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I like to do nonstop free psychic readings. So if you want a reading, call me. Somebody's got to be listening. Get a reading. I knew it was going to be rough because it's a beautiful day in New York. And if I could, I would probably go lay on a beach or go fishing or be out in the park walking. So I knew traffic would be slow today. And I was right. If you would like a reading, give me a ring. I get a lot of questions about how do I do and why do I do it and how do you go from reader to reader and how do you stop it from one reading to the next. And I would like to touch on those things. Hi, Koala.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm glad you stopped in.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Janine.
First name.
Janine? Yeah.
All right, what part of the world?
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
I remember you.
Oh, good.
How is it going? Job, what's going on?
Nothing's happened this week.
Nothing yet, huh?
No.
Hang on. Give it another week.
Okay.
Give it another week, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Because you still have a lot of it around you. And
good.
I'm hearing. Give it another week. I feel like something's going to come through. No contact, no calls, no nothing, huh?
Nope.
No hope at all, huh? Well, there's always hope. As long as you're breathing, you got hope.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I called one place that I was real interested in and asked them if that position had been filled, and they said no. They were just still going through applications to deciding who they wanted to interview.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
So there's hope right there.
Yeah.
When you were saying that, I seen a seed sprouting, a plant, and I know what that means. So hang on to that. I'm hearing hang on. It's funny.
Okay.
Hang on. Be patient. It's just for the moment I'm hearing. It's just that it's a little bit of a layover here that just showing me that it's going to be temporary and short. I'm figuring another week, Janine.
Okay.
And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you call and say you got a job. And in the meantime, you're going to be dealing with a lot of other stuff.
Oh, everyday, definitely.
Everyday life and stress. I feel like I'm surrounded with chaos sometimes. And,
yes.
And I'm stressed out, you know, the everyday life thing, and that's what you're dealing with now.
Yes.
But I'm hearing like you're somewhat safe and secure and intact. Keep everything just the way it is for another week, and then it's going to start changing. I'm feeling the opportunity coming through. I'm hearing the opportunity will come through.
I'm going to have to put my house on the market, I believe, which I really don't want to do, but
I know that's what I'm hearing. It's very difficult for you.
Yes.
Just thinking about it, it's making me cringe. I can feel that.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult. I feel like you're going to think about it a while longer. And I think every time you go to do it, you're going to, something's going to get in the way, or it's going to affect you too strongly. It's going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to go back and forth with that for a while. So, or you're going to play it back and forth, put it up, put it down, put it up, put it down. And so as far as the house goes, I feel like it's going to be back and forth for a little while. I feel somebody coming through for you, too, a female. I don't know if it's a relative or a friend, Janie. But it seems like you got an ally there, somebody that really cares deeply for you and is watching over you, too. And a female, I don't know if you met her yet or if she's pulling strings for you on the job, but there is somebody that's going to help you in the working world, I'm hearing.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know if you applied anywhere where you met somebody that, like a female that was friendly or...
I don't think so. I sent all my resumes online.
Oh, I see. Okay. Keep your eyes open for a female somewhere around you. All of a sudden, I just got this female energy that helps me somehow. I don't know. It could be a neighbor or a friend or a coworker. So keep your ears open for that.
Okay.
See, I feel like she's helping me in the work world. She's pointing me in the right direction, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And I want to take it easy, too. Sometimes I feel like I can handle it all, but it does take its toll on me. And I need to make sure I relax once in a while, I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You push yourself, I feel.
Yes.
Even if it's emotionally and mentally, but you push yourself. And
mm-hmm.
You need to get a little play time, too. And then I'm going to become... you're changing, too. I don't know what age you are or things in life you've been through, but I feel internally... I got a change going on. I'm going to feel myself praying more and meditating more and thinking about spirit more and and needing rest more. I'm going to feel like peace and quiet is going to be important to me, I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for the next 30 days, I want to kind of like keep my environment as peaceful and as balanced and quiet as possible because I feel like that's what I need so I can think. Time to think, I'm hearing. You need time to think. So you're going to see yourself going after that.
Mm-hmm.
And needing it, so that's what that's all about. And Janie, I'm going, especially as you get into September, do pay attention to your friends. I just feel a very good friend coming through for you, one way or another. Comforting. I feel like this might be a friend or a relative or a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
More than somebody in the work world, but it could be both places, so be alert in both places. I'm getting comforted, and they're helping me in the work world, helping me with my situation, I'm hearing, helping me with a situation.
Okay.
So pay attention to the friends and the contacts you meet.
I called my brother yesterday and asked him if I could borrow some money so I can get some work done on the house so I can get it ready to sell. He said yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like he's going to do it.
Yes.
I thought you were asking me if he was going to do it or not, and I was going to say, I feel like he's going to do it.
No.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. That's help from a friend, too, right there. But I'm feeling a female, a neighbor, friend, relative, contact with work, and she's reaching out and helping me with my situation. So be alert to the people around you, especially the females.
Okay.
And I want to say pay attention to your dreams, but you're probably so confused at times and exhausted when you go to bed, it's difficult to program yourself to remember them. But I'm hearing a stumbling block with money being removed also for you. So I do believe, Jenny, as you go into September, financially you're going to be doing okay. Financially, it's going to be looking up. Stumbling blocks and knockdowns and
mm-hmm.
moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is I think you're going to get multiple offers, too. It's going to be like when it rains, it pours type thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be like 30-day dry spell, then it's going to start pouring. You might have a couple of job offers. You might have a few things changing in your home, but it'll be all good stuff, but it's going to be active.
Mm-hmm.
So take advantage of the dry spell and relax a little bit and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'll give you some four numbers.
Okay.
9, 18, 13. 14 and 7.
Okay.
All right. And the gentleman friend there, there's still a little bit of a shade and a mystery there. I don't know whether he's coming or going.
I think he's going.
Okay. I felt you wondering about that, so I thought I'd throw that in real quick.
He's started packing some stuff and kind of moving some stuff, but I don't know for sure where he's going. I kind of I have a feeling I know, but...
You know, I don't think he even knows. He's surmising, kind of. So don't waste no energy with it just yet.
Yeah.
I'm getting a cloud over his head.
Mm.
He's kind of like bewildered a little bit himself, so just I wouldn't put no energy into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know more as you go into September, I'm hearing. More info on that. I can leave you with that anyway. All right, Janine, I'll let you go.
All right.
Will you tell somebody in Kansas about me?
I will.
God, please.
Am I the only one that calls from Kansas?
Yes, I think so.
Surely not.
No, I think there's been a few from Kansas. Yeah, there's been a few. I'm only kidding, though.
Kansas is real backward, I'll give them that. But
Kansas? Ain't that something?
Yeah, there's something else.
Yeah.
Backwards. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're American, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good. Good old USA. And there's nothing wrong with Kansas. I love them. Nothing wrong with them. All righty. Look at the New Yorkers. All right, Janine. You take care.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Do I got time for another reading before I bring my guest out? Let me see. I don't think so. I might want to take a break now. If I go into a reading, it could be 10 after, and I'll be rushed. I'd like to bring Tyler and his mom out. Don, if you're hearing me, this is maybe... Okay, everybody, I was just the caller. How you doing?
I'm okay, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. What's your first name?
Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
Okay, Dan. I'm going to give you a quickie.
Okay.
Do you have a question on your mind, or?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's going on with me and my ex-wife, to be honest with you.
With you and your ex-wife?
Yeah, and maybe my financial situation.
Yeah, I was gonna. I'm already getting finances with you, and not much, a lot of finance and business, really. Let's see. It seems like it's gonna be. It's weird. It's gonna pick up real quick. And increase. I don't. Hang on for a second. You're all business here. It's all this shooting at me is business and work right now. I feel like there might be some travel, Dan. I don't know if you got to go somewhere or you travel for business, but I'm feeling a journey or travel. It may be connected to business and work. And I'm also feeling like I'm visiting somebody and somebody's going to be visiting me. It's like a chain reaction. And relocating is in the air here, too, moving or relocating. I don't know if this is making sense to you.
Not really. I am looking for a new job. I've been on disability since May.
Okay. Did you start looking?
Yeah, I started looking about a month ago.
Okay.
I started feeling better from my neck surgery, so.
Okay. Well, this is going to, you're in it now. You've been looking for a month, and it's right on top of you. It's going to, you're going to start getting connected to opportunities and offers. Now, do you travel for work, or would you consider it, or?
I would consider it, yeah.
Okay, because some of the offers, or one of the offers, may involve traveling, is what I'm feeling. Okay, so keep that in mind, and don't be afraid. And would you relocate because of work?
For the right money, I would, yes, I would.
For the right money, okay. Because that might even be on the table or involved. Keep that in mind. Unless you just had somebody move out, or you just moved now.
No, nobody's moved out, and I haven't just moved.
Oh, okay, so It might be an offer somewhere down the line with all the things that you're trying to get into or that you're looking for. But I am getting offers, multiple offers, and it may involve those aspects. And it's going to pick up soon. I'm getting a lot of, I feel like I'm running back and forth. I feel like the phone's ringing. They're waving letters at me. So I feel like you're right on the verge. I want to say like tomorrow it's going to start. That's how close you are to this. And may even get my head spinning. May even be too many to choose from. So, again, like with the other reading, when it's raining, it's pouring. Romance. I am getting some romance, but I feel like it jumps up after my employment starts, sort of. Did you say you were in a relationship? And
no.
Was,
you're
splitting?
I've been divorced for almost... It'll be a year this month.
Since you broke up?
No, we broke up 2 years ago this month, actually.
Okay.
And I don't know, I really love my ex-wife a lot.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that. And you're wondering if you're going to get back together with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. You're making my head spin. I'm very confused here. Are you going to see her between now and beginning of September?
No, we don't even talk. She won't talk to me.
She won't even talk to you, huh?
No.
Interesting.
And I really didn't do anything. It was all her.
Right. I got a funny feeling you're going to be talking with her. I got a funny feeling you're going to, somewhere down the line, you're going to be reconnecting with her or talking to her. Mm-hmm. Either that or it's all that's on your mind and that's all I'm getting. Okay, I'm going to go back to business. I want to get that out of the way. I'm hearing negotiating, so I'm going to be deciding what I want and how much I want, and people are going to be offering. So you're heading into negotiations. So I feel like I'm going to be aggravated sometimes with some of it. So don't let it throw you. Don't lose your temper. Just listen to what's being said and be appropriate and negotiate.
Okay.
And patience, too. So you might go through like maybe one or two offers before you get the one that you really want. And I feel like I'm going to plan to go somewhere, and it's going to be canceled or delayed. So keep that in mind. So if you got to go somewhere, you might want to check everything.
Okay.
Because it might get canceled or screwed up on you. Because I'm just having, I feel like I got to go somewhere, and something gets in the way or delays it or cancels it. And you're really, as far as life goes, Dan, I feel like you're, as far as relationships and your ex and your career really is on a wheel here. It's spinning. It's going to be like where it stops, nobody knows just yet. Well, I do know it's going to get active, and it's going to involve work and career. I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, like I'm bumping into somebody, and they're helping me or connecting me. So pay attention to your chance encounters and your coincidences. They're going to be important. As
right.
far as luck goes, I struck a luck. I step in it. I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm here and tell them.
Cool.
And it's a great opportunity. A great opportunity. Setbacks. You're handling things well. You're not. You got some things on your mind here, but you're basically handling things well, and I feel strong with this as far as character and strength and mind and emotion go. I'm handling it well, I'm hearing. I don't know why they're saying they're handling it well.
I'm fairly balanced.
Yeah. At times I feel like I'm doing too much or my head's spinning a little bit, but I am handling it well, and I'm moving forward. And the job thing is coming through for you. You're right on top of it, Dan. Relationship is up in the air. You got your ex thing going on mentally and emotionally. And is there somebody now or nobody?
There is. She wants it to go further, but I'm not really sure if I want to go.
That's what they're basically telling me. You're kind of stonewalled here. You're not quite sure how you want to go with it. It might not exactly be what you want or at the right time.
Right.
A couple of things there that's not agreeing with you with this, and then you got a lot of your ex on your mind, and that does interfere with future relationships. So I think you got a ways to go yet before you can really start talking relationships.
Yeah.
Some things to sort out within yourself.
A lot of healing.
Yes, and that's, thank you, because that's what they're giving me. They're telling me don't talk about relationships now because there's just too much to go on, to go through with you and to straighten out. What I'm feeling is once you get situated in business and career and finances, then the relationship stuff is going to kick up and start moving. So I would use that as a milestone. Know that when I'm working and I'm satisfied, that's when I'm going to start interacting with the opposite and relationships. All right, Dan?
Okay.
I got some numbers for you. I got 11, a 10, and a 5, and a 7.
11, 10, 5, and 7?
Yep. Give them to a numerologist, mark them on a calendar, and put a dollar on them.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Michael.
Dan, good luck. I hope I helped you.
You have.
Okay, keep the faith. You're right on top of it, buddy. It's going to start coming through for you. Offers galore.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, Dan, good luck and thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will, and God bless you.
God bless. Blessings to you. You're in a thoughts. That's what it's all about. You're in a thoughts. You become what you dwell on.
Yeah.
Energy follows thought.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
All right, Mike.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. I'm going to bring my guest out, Tyler Smoot, and we're going to talk about the Make-A-Wish program for a half hour, and then I'll continue with the readings. Okay, everybody, we'll be right back after the break.
BBSRadio.com. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBS Radio.
BBSRadio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger here at BBS Radio. I brought my guest on, Tyler Smoot, and his mom, Christine. I have Christine here now with me. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you, Michael. It's good to be back.
Welcome back. It was a great show last time.
It was. It was a great show last time.
You know, after I hung up, I said, why didn't I say this? Why didn't I say that? And it was like, oh, there was just so much to talk about.
There was.
But I became an organ donor because of Tyler, and I got a few friends to do it, too. So that's inspired, spirit-inspired. And the show was about organ donation. How is Tyler doing?
Tyler's doing really well. We're getting ready for his 15th birthday on Tuesday.
Awesome.
And we're just enjoying the summer and getting the kids ready to go back to school soon.
Awesome. Good. So he's happy and healthy and doing okay then?
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Okay. Has there been any changes with his list or with the Make-A-Wish program or anything like that?
Yeah, we talked to Make-A-Wish last week, and we have 2 to 4 months, and then we get a caseworker who will start preparing our wish.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so we're really excited.
Okay. Now, this is the one that's going to handle it for Tyler is www.kidswishnetwork.com?
Correct.
Okay, and that's an offshoot of Make-A-Wish.
Right.
Okay. I've been touching on it. I haven't had really researched it, but the Make-A-Wish program, is it global?
It is, and it's been around since the early 1980s and has been granting wishes every 41 minutes, they say.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've been doing some great work, but now we've got a couple different wish networks that are just a branch from the Make-A-Wish.
Wow. And that would be
Kids Wish Network is their branch right now.
Okay, so it's actually attached to Make-A-Wish.
Correct.
Wow. What about Wish.org?
That's another one, but I don't think they're connected to Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
It's just another organization that grants wishes for terminally ill children.
Oh, I see. And, okay, so... And they imagine they have you can donate to them, and it's a charity collecting donations, right?
Right. Yeah, they take donations from anyone and organizations, businesses. Yeah, they're very well known and do a lot of charity work year round.
Good. And Tyler also has a donation fund set up for helping him. Is there a contact where they can go and donate to the transplant fund, it's called, right?
Right.
And it's
we have Tyler's transplant fund is, let's see, I don't have that right now. It is, give me 1 second.
Okay,
it is http://. It's www.tiger. It's tigerhawke.com/Tyler. It's TYLOR.
Yep. Slash.
And slash, yeah.
Okay, good. And it's ran by Reverend Diane Merrill.
Pomeroy.
Yeah. Community Baptist Church in Warrenville. Okay, and I have Tyler's, all his info permanently listed. We got a page for him. It's permanently listed at www.michaelgoga.com. You just go to the guest lineup and look for Tyler's name, and you'll have all the information about him. And if there's anybody out there listening, if you can help, any ideas or thoughts, or drop him a card, drop him an email, let him know you're listening, and it'd be deeply appreciated. Any kind of help at all would be appreciated, right, Christine?
Correct. And we do have a guest book that they can sign and just send prayers and their thoughts. And, you know, we're looking for anybody who's willing to just, you know, give advice or maybe different doctors that they know or,
yep.
you know, different procedures. Or,
right.
You know, because we're just kind of like,
right.
Kind of just getting into this and trying to learn everything about getting ready for transplant.
Right, right. And it's, I, having a child that's sick and going through something like this is, I couldn't think of anything harder or anything more stressful. I mean, it could be turned into a positive thing. There's always a positive and a hope to it, but it does take its toll on the family, especially if there's special needs.
Yeah, it does. It's been taking a toll. I mean, we've been doing this for going on 15 years now.
Yeah.
And it's actually made our family a lot stronger.
Yeah.
You know, and it's given us, it just changes us. It changed us so much. Tyler just, he seems to bring great change for many people.
Right. I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can feel it. The minute I seen his picture, I mean, I was just looking at the site and I seen his picture and I said, that's it, I got to do this. And I said, right away I was shown two radio shows and the whole thing. So, and it changed me and it turned me into an organ donor. And I'm hoping there's many, many others out there that are listening and would consider organ donation, or if they have any influence or connections or any ideas, they can forward them to the contact info for you and Tyler. Anything is welcome, like you said, even if a hello, and stay strong and keep up the good work. And there's so much to talk about here. Organ donation, the Make-A-Wish program, helping kids. All I want to do is help kids.
We do. I mean, that's all we want to do here. I mean, we go to the hospital once every 3 months just for blood work, and, you know, we have to, you know, witness the children who are ill and waiting for transplants, and we've met up with a lot of people, even adults who are waiting for transplants coming off of dialysis, and there's so many people waiting for organs, and it's the saddest thing to watch people, you know, having to go through the dialysis waiting.
I know.
And we just want to make a difference, not only for Tyler, but we want to make a difference for everybody out there that's going to need an organ.
Yes, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I want to be a big part of it. And like I said, the info is always going to be posted. Anybody, if you're listening, remember the info is there at my website. If you can't remember what was said, just go to michaelgoga.com. It's there. Everything, his email, all the Make-A-Wish programs are listed there, his transplant funds listed there, everything you may need to contact or communicate with Tyler or his mom would be deeply appreciated. Even if you just tell your friends about it and let your friends go and just keep the ball rolling. I'm a big believer in networking and energy. And once it starts, you can keep it going and make it bigger and bigger and bigger. So how is Tyler doing? Is he by the phone?
Yeah, he is. He's right here.
Okay. Do you mind if I give him, if I'm picking up something spiritually, I can relay it to him? If you don't mind, a little birthday present for him. And
Okay,
put Tyler on. Let us talk with Tyler for a little bit.
All right, here you go.
Okay, thank you, Christine.
Hello.
Tyler, how you doing, bud?
Good.
You look big.
Yeah.
Football?
No.
No? What are you into, buddy?
Soccer, skateboarding, bicycling, stuff like that.
Wow, skateboarding.
Yeah.
Did you see that on TV the other day where that skateboarder missed that one move?
I don't think so.
And he fell like, it was like a extreme type skateboarding, and he lost control.
Oh.
Yeah. So, how you feeling, bud?
Good.
Good, good and strong. Your birthday is when?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're gonna be 15?
Yeah.
15, okay. Did you see the pages at my website for you?
Not yet.
No? Well, you got to go there and check them. They're always going to be there. And you can tell your friends about it. Use it as a reference. If somebody wants to know the story or the info, just tell them. Go to this website. It's all there.
Yeah.
Pass it around to your friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be there until you tell me to take it down.
All right.
It'll be... What's that?
Yeah.
I'm going to be your buddy forever.
Yeah.
Whenever you got something to say or want to say it or something big going on in your life, let me know. We'll bring you back on. You can tell the world about it.
All right.
Your Make-A-Wish is the bounty hunter dog.
Yeah.
You want to see him, huh?
Yeah.
Bad dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want him coming after me. I wouldn't know what to do. And that's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
You're ready for that, huh?
Yep.
Fly to Hawaii and hang out with the dog, meet the dog.
Yeah.
Good. I hope it goes through and everything works great for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, buddy. And like I said before, anytime you need me or you want to say something, you let me know. We can always bring you back here. Mm-hmm. And I would like to do another show after you do the Make-A-Wish trip.
Yeah.
So you can tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
You going to get some pictures?
Probably.
All right. I'll get my producer. We'll take the pictures and we'll upload them into your page at the site.
Yeah.
So the whole world can see them.
Yeah.
Make sure you get some good ones.
Yeah.
And what else was I going to say to you? So you got your 15th birthday coming up. That's a big one. I remember my son having his 15th. Tyler, sometimes I hear things around people and I relay them to them.
Yeah.
And it's called being a psychic. What do you think about psychics, Tyler?
They're cool.
They're cool?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think? You think it's real or you think it's all make-believe?
Oh, I know it's real.
You do?
Yeah.
I felt that in you.
Yeah.
You didn't even hesitate. Okay. Some people think it's all make-believe, but there are people that can just hear and feel and see and better than others.
Yeah.
It's all about energy and sensitivity. You understand
yeah.
that, right? Okay. Tyler, from time to time I pick up on some things, and I'm feeling a few things for you. I can relay them to you. Your mom gave me permission to.
Okay.
All right. I feel right off the bat, Tyler, I'm feeling that we all know that you're dealing with some health issues there with your kidneys, and so you're going to be in contact with doctors and medicine and medical care, and I'm being shown this, and I'm being shown that everybody involved in working with you
yeah.
is top-notch and knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're pointing to a particular female. I don't know if you have a female for a doctor, or you may somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
But she's going to be a very, very special doctor and very talented, and she is going to get the job done. She's going to be a big help to you.
Yeah.
So, and I'm feeling it's a female. I don't know. Do you have a female doctor now?
Yeah, she's leaving the thing. She's leaving the office.
Oh, the doctor you have now is leaving?
Yeah, she's a woman.
And she's a woman.
Yeah.
Who are you getting another woman to replace her?
No, we're getting another male doctor from London, maybe.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a feeling somewhere in your near future here, you're going to maybe have another female stepping in, too, and helping. Maybe a consultant or an assistant,
yeah.
this type of thing. So, and she's got, like, the magic touch. She knows what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing your health care is top-notch. You have
yeah.
faith in them. Have faith in them. Everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a big help with everything. Also, Tyler, I'm looking down the road. You're a young man. You're gonna grow up and want to make money, go to work, and career. What do you want to do when you get older?
I don't know. Help my family out when I get a lot of money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. That's something I would have said when I was your age. And that's going to happen. You're destined. You're going to be... I feel like I'm working with my hands. Are you handy with anything?
Yeah.
They're showing me my hands. I don't know if I'm a carpenter or a contractor. I feel like I'm creating and building with my hands. I'm making money with my hands.
Yeah,
so,
I want to be an architect.
Oh, an architect. That's why they're showing me building a building. That's the picture I was getting.
Yeah.
In my head, I was seeing two hands building a building. And I had to decide it was going from blueprint through hammer, somewhere in between. And you said you want to be an architect.
Yeah.
So you're actually going to develop them and design them.
Yep.
And I see that happening, and I see you being very successful with it.
Yeah.
I can actually feel it and hear it and taste it and see it, Tyler. So hang on to that and follow that dream. That's
yeah.
an awesome goal, being an architect.
Yeah.
And it may be slow at times, but you'll definitely be able to pull it off. There's no question. If you want it and you go after it, you can have it. That's what I'm being told to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'm moving forward with it, and I'm being successful, and I'm having achievements, a lot of achievements. I'm being noted even, recognized for my work and my talents. So follow that dream, Tyler. It can be yours. And hard work. I feel like you're going to be a very hard worker.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to take care of your mom and your family just like you want to do. Okay?
Yeah.
How's that for a little bit of a psychic reading?
That's cool.
Okay. And Tyler, we have archives here at the station, and maybe we can get somebody to burn the two shows and get them to you for a souvenir.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little present, huh?
Yeah.
Then you can play it for your friends.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, this is me on radio. So we'll work on that, Tyler. I'll talk to your mom more about it and try to get that set up for you. Is there anything you want to tell the world, Tyler?
That I'll be fine and I'll be taking care of myself a lot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can feel that, buddy. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. And I'm hoping the right person hears these shows and somebody out there can pull a string or do a little something and make it a little easier for you and your mom.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of help.
And hopefully help will be coming. And
yeah.
I'm going to do my best to spread the word.
Thank you.
That's what my mission is, just to spread the word. You're welcome, Tyler, and you sound like a fantastic young man. You got a lot of faith.
Yeah.
A lot of spirit and heart. Okay, Tyler, I'll let you go. You take care of yourself. I'm be looking for you after your trip to Hawaii with the dog.
All right.
And I wish you the best of luck on that trip.
All right.
Okay. Hey, will your mom go with you on that trip?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
The whole family goes or just the mom?
The whole family.
Wow. That's nice. That is an awesome program.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler. Good luck with everything, and stay in touch, and I'll be looking for you after your trip.
All right, thank you.
All right, hand me back to your mom.
All right.
All righty.
All right.
Christine.
Yeah.
Wow. What a boy.
Wow. I got
nice.
To hear it. Yeah, I was listening in the other room.
Oh, my God.
It makes my heart just like...
Oh, my God.
And he's very handy, Michael. He was putting together bikes in the living room last night just from parts that he got from his friend.
Oh, yeah. They showed me spirit hands.
Yeah, he's been like that since he was a kid, just constantly putting stuff together.
Yeah.
And he's got plans.
Yeah, awesome.
He does.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Me too. I was just sitting there going, oh, I'm going to cry,
I'm getting chills.
It's great to hear that he's got plans for his future.
Oh, my God.
And he's really taking this very serious because he's not ready to go. He doesn't want to go.
Never.
But he's willing to do whatever it takes to stay and to keep going and fighting it.
Oh, yeah, this is, he's quite a young man. Well, yeah, I wanted to give him a hug. He probably would have hit me, though.
Yeah, he's probably like, don't hug me.
I like to rub their heads and hug them.
Yeah, and he'll get all shy, and he's a shy boy.
Yeah, he'll say, Mom, get this guy off me.
Yeah, he'd be like, leave me alone.
Not him again.
Yeah.
He'll look out the window, oh, no, it's him again. All right, that was a treat.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really awesome. It was great to hear him and hear that he had plans for the future because
that's why
it means so much to me to know that he really does want that and he's looking forward to it.
Yes, and it means a lot, and that's why I went there.
I'm glad.
A lot of past life with his hands, working with his hands in the town.
Really?
Because it was two spirit hands, and they were like a skyscraper type thing. So it was I knew it was somewhere in between, and he's definitely gonna probably go into that field and be
awesome.
And like I said, I heard he'd been noted or recognized for the work, so it's good. Christine, is there anything we missed or anything we can say or?
No, just want everybody to, to think about donating their organs and, because just one person can save so many people's lives, and we just want to make a difference, even if it isn't for Tyler, if it's for somebody else, it means everything to us. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And, to check out the Make-A-Wish network and also to check out the Kids Wish Network. Tyler will be on the Kids Wish Network in probably about 5 months.
Wow.
They'll be calling about 2 to 4 months and they'll start setting up the plans for the trip. I think the trip will be next year, though.
Mm.
due to the weather and, you know, when it's good to go to Hawaii and everything, but we're all set.
Okay, wow, awesome. Now, what qualifies a child to be accepted by the WISH program?
They will have to have a life-threatening illness. It doesn't have to be a terminal illness, but a life-threatening illness.
Okay.
They don't have to be terminal.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to. I don't know what the difference really is. It almost sounds the same to me, but.
I understand it, though.
You know, and
yep.
That somebody just recommends them for it, and then if the
right.
doctor signs papers saying that the what the child has, and.
Right.
Tyler's
yeah.
illness is considered life-threatening. I mean,
sure.
he's had 2 cardiac arrests.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, he's got a situation that, you know, is
yep.
life-threatening and.
Yep. Sure. I think they set it up now. If he say he found a kidney tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and he got the kidney, would he still get the program?
Yes.
I believe so. I think that's why they say that.
Right, and also if. You know, if Tyler passes away, that this Kids Wish Network will pay for his funeral, too.
Nice.
And so, I mean, he will be set up for, like, Christmas and birthdays. So after he's in the program and had his wish, they also will take care of their kids afterwards. So then, you know, if something does happen to him, they will also pay for his funeral expenses and everything.
Isn't that
which,
something?
You know, we're not looking at that. We're looking yeah. at a full life for Tyler.
Sure.
I
can feel a kidney coming. I can feel it coming.
I do, too.
I can feel it coming.
I do, too. I was so surprised to hear him talking about how he felt about psychics because it's in his family.
Right. Right.
And he's gifted. He didn't say it, but he's gifted.
I can feel that. I can
yeah,
feel that.
And he sees and he hears and he's yep. just, you know.
Yeah. Did you hear his response?
Where, huh?
Did you hear his response when I asked?
Yeah, I did. I was like, really?
It
you know what?
Like,
he was so solid on that, wasn't he?
Yeah. There was no doubt at all.
No doubt at all.
Yeah. He's an old soul. An old soul.
Yeah.
I was hearing with him. And his many, many past lives and also connected to building and creating. So this is great. So they help with the holidays, too, and everything. That's,
yeah, they help with holidays, and they have different,
wow.
You know, different gatherings that the kids can get together. And
that's nice.
It's really amazing what they go
sure.
far and beyond.
Sure.
You know, the
yeah.
wish.
Yes, it's awesome that there's people out there and organizations. And is it ran by a particular organization, like the Rotary or the Elks?
I don't,
or?
No, it's not. It's not. I don't think so. I think that it's a government-funded program, actually, that
oh.
it's turned into.
Okay. Because I think we have one here, and I think the Rotary is big in it, the local businessmen. Maybe they offer it and they run with it type program, maybe.
Right. I know that Shriners and them guys, I know that they
right.
have their own.
Right.
But I don't think that they're part of this.
Right. Oh,
they
man.
Do a lot, too, the Shriners
oh,
and
yeah.
The Masons. And
sure.
They do a lot with kids.
Sure. Where would we be without them?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Where would we be without them if we didn't have these people with connections and money helping?
We have great people that do great things for these kids.
Yes, yes.
You know, more than I... It's kind of crazy how I came into this, and now I'm starting to see how pulled people get by spirit to help the children and to make a difference for the children and to make their lives happy.
Sure, sure. You see it all the time, like... donating vans with lifts and building ramps and adding
right.
rooms, and it's just, and you watch it come out of nowhere.
Yep.
And it just takes a thought and a dream and a heart, and the rest of it comes together.
Right.
It just comes out of nowhere. Many hands make light work, and there are groups out there that have money to do things like this. And
you know, I can't wait to see Tyler's expression when he sees the ocean for the first time, because he's never seen an ocean, and he saw Hawaii on TV on the Travel Channel, and he was like, that doesn't even look real.
Wow.
He says it looks fake.
Wow.
Because he's never seen anything so pretty. So he's like, that doesn't even look real, Mom. And I'm like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so awesome, and I can't wait to see his face.
Oh, beautiful. I want to be a part of it. I can't wait for it to happen and for him to come back, and we got to do another show.
I know. It's going to be such a great time for him.
I want to do another show just on the trip, and we can get some good pictures. We can get them into the websites. It'd be nice.
I'm so appreciative of you, Michael. I mean, we've become really good friends.
Thank you, Christine. I appreciate that. And I want to do more. I've seen his face, and I was hooked. I said, that's it. That's my mission. So, and out of that will come help for many, many, many others, I believe.
Right. I believe that also.
Yeah, communicating. Communication and networking, I swear by it. Christine, let me give you a little bit of a spirit speak, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right. I'm getting, nice. Coins. Somebody's throwing money at me. Yeah, handful of money.
I just had a dream last night about money.
Yeah, I just had a handful of money thrown in my face.
That's funny, because I was holding a handful of money in my dream last night.
Yeah.
My mother was in the dream, and she asked for a little bit of money, and then I gave her a little bit, and she asked. And the thing is,
wow.
She asked for a $10 bill, and then I gave her a $10 bill, and then she asked for a $5. Well, that's $15.
Wow.
So I took it as maybe she was recognizing Tyler's birthday at the time.
Yeah, sure.
15, you know, and
yeah.
I was holding a handful of money.
Yeah. Did she cross?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did,
very,
yeah.
Yeah, very strong, but I'm getting another female with her. Does she have a mom or a sister or your sister? Or?
She has her grandma who passed.
Hmm. Getting two females watching over this and celebrating. They're very happy. Tyler's birthday, everything. The radio show. They're holding up a glass and they're toasting, celebrating.
I bet.
Yeah. So definite increase in money. Between now and the next 30 days, something with it. Keep your fingers crossed. I feel like it's being given, or I'm running into it somehow, but somebody's throwing it to me. I'm hearing news too. News about might create just a little bit of travel.
Okay.
And some money, like maybe I got to go get it or appear somewhere or go do something, but I might have to go do a little something to finalize the money matters. I don't know if you're working or not, but there's an increase in business and finances there, too, in the work world, all the way around. A promotion, too, and I'm hearing real good news about a youngster, a child. I'm hearing it whispering in my ear, good news about the child. And I believe this is Tyler because we're focused on him.
Right.
And something is coming through here. Something is coming through. Something is going to be made better or bigger or speeded up.
I feel that, too.
I don't know if it's a kidney or his wish or just somebody out there hearing it and opening their heart and pocketbook, but there is something very special coming through here. And it sets off a series of celebrating and rejoicing. And it's, I hear it's coming. It's in my head. And let's see. Okay, I'm getting celebrating. I'm hearing between now and the 30 days, definite celebrations, multiple celebrations too.
And thank you for giving me the reading last time because you told me to save up my money.
Mm.
And that I would need it, and I did save up my money, and I did need it.
Oh.
We did have an issue here that took me out of work for a few weeks.
Oh, good.
And so I did save up my money,
wow.
And it was able to carry me through.
Good. Perfect,
yeah.
Perfect example of how to use my readings.
Right.
Yeah.
I listen.
Yeah, very good, very good.
It is.
Because I'm just spirit speaking. I'm just...
Oh, and I can feel it. I feel it very strong with you.
And I repeat it. And sometimes my spirits get frustrated because I'm so... I'm not the ideal channel. And they get frustrated. Sometimes they say, where'd you get this guy? But it works. And God works in mysterious ways. And he uses the unlikely. So, and I believe this is spirit speaking. And... I'm also hearing a union, powers coming together, joining of forces, and I'm also, there's some romance here, too, a little bit, with relationship. I don't know, are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
Okay, I feel like improving and getting better and some...
Good, because it needs it.
Yeah, and there's some celebrations with it, too, so, and happiness connected to my relationship, I'm hearing. The relationship
awesome.
Is going to improve and become... joyous, more joyous, and somebody else getting engaged or meeting someone. I don't know if it's a friend or a relative, but there's somebody in your world that's going to find someone, and there's going to be happiness there too. Awesome. And I'm going to the home. Are you moving or talking about it, or is somebody close to you moving? Or
No, we're not moving, but we're still in that packed mode because we had gotten new carpet.
Oh, okay.
So we're still in that, it looks like we're moving,
looks
but
like
we're still, we're slowly unpacking everything. It's been crazy. So, yeah, we're slowly unpacking stuff and getting stuff moved back.
Is it like a joke? It looks like we're moving? Or we?
Yep, it is. It is. Cause, you know, we could move any minute.
Yeah.
And we're all ready to move, so it's kind of funny, but it's an ongoing joke with us.
Yeah, it may be connected to that, or maybe somebody in your realm somewhere, could be a friend or a relative, neighbor possibly, but what a joke about moving. But and that's about it. Looks like I'm going to go into September very happy and celebrating a few different things.
Awesome.
So and spirit, that's mom and another lady, I say grandmother, sending their love and saying get ready and they're hosting a, I don't know, maybe they liked wine or beer, but they're hosting. They're toasting me. They're telling me thank you, and they're toasting me. And they're sending their love, and that's it. And I got three numbers. I got a 1 and a 3 and an 8.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'll leave you with that, Christine.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
And anything we forgot? Your email or...
My email is in Tyler's site.
Okay, everything's there.
Yeah, everything is there, and
okay.
Everything is on your site.
Everything's on my site. And
yeah.
So you go to www.michaelgoger.com, look to the right, and you'll see radio show guest, and there's a whole new website in there.
Yeah, just to even read Tyler's story, you know, go to Tyler's site and read Tyler's story. It really is such a moving story and how things have gone for him, and he really has become so much stronger because of this. I can see why he has come into this world. And Tyler said to me one time, he says, I know why I was born. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, I was here, first of all, to save you, and second of all, to change people.
Wow.
You know, to make people care more. Yeah, so.
And look what he's doing.
He's, you know what, I hear it all the time. I hear it from everybody and how he has made their lives different.
Yeah.
And they've all signed their organ donation cards, and it's the most amazing thing to know that this child is changing people and changing their opinions about donating, because a lot of people were just like, no, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they met Tyler, they were like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made them change their mind about signing their organ donation card.
Same thing happened to me.
Yeah, same thing happened to me, too.
Yeah, and I'm an older man, and I don't know when I'm going. There might not be much left that you can use, but I know they can use the eyes. There's going to be something that they can use.
Right, and Tyler's grandmother, my mother, when she passed, she donated her eyes and made two blind people see.
See?
You know, so, I mean, I know, and they couldn't take much from her, just her eyes. And
sure.
I mean, that is the gift of sight. That is the most amazing thing.
Oh, my God. And what a legacy to leave behind. I mean, if...
It makes a difference. It makes us so proud to have her, you know, to have her in our life and to know that she helped two people and...
Sure.
Making that difference, you know.
Sure. If I can go to my grave knowing that I helped a blind child or anybody that can't see have their sight back.
Right.
Talk about being in peace. I mean... It doesn't get no better than that. It's almost like a no-winner. You almost got to do it because of the blessings that's involved. But I recommend it for everybody. I realize there may be some religions out there and philosophies that don't agree with the donation, but then that's personal and it's understandable. But for the most part, most of us were like me. Just didn't think about it. Just did not think about it. And Tyler... inspired that in me. So, anyway.
Yeah, he inspired me also because I wasn't even thinking of it either. And even after my mother had donated her eyes, I still wasn't even thinking about it. I was kind of like, well, they're not going to cut me up or anything like that.
Right.
And then when I had Tyler and this was put back into my lap, and I was like, what am I even thinking of? I mean, because I jumped at the chance of being Tyler's donor real fast.
Right.
And they said no for me because I'm a single mother. I mean, it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, what was I even thinking?
Right, right. And it's like the first response, you know, I'll take it from me.
Yeah.
You know, and in many
cases, it was. I mean, you know, and I was so devastated when they said no because I'm thinking, well, I was adopted, so, you know, I mean,
there was some issues there.
There was issues with the blood type and stuff in my family line that nobody else could be the donor in my family except myself. And
right. And it could be a living donor, too. I see that quite a bit in the news.
I see that, yeah, because that's what we were trying to go for, is that we wanted to try to skip dialysis for Tyler.
Right.
And go to a living donor. And we have people who are waiting to be tested. We just have to wait for the process of that part to come.
Right.
And there is a process. So we have about 5% left, and then we start that process of getting people tested.
Wow. So that's also a possibility once he reaches a certain level.
Right.
So there's backup plans and different directions.
Yeah, we're pretty much all set. I mean, we have a transplant team over at the University of Chicago, and as he said, that the female doctor, she is leaving, but she does have an assistant who is a female.
Oh.
She's staying, but we are getting a male doctor coming in.
Oh, and
But this is the female doctor who actually was the only doctor out of 24 doctors to say yes to a transplant.
Wow.
And she made it possible with just one pill that he could get his transplant.
Wow. That's why they brought her out in a reading.
Yep.
And
she has made such a huge difference. She's leaving this month to go back to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Where she came from. But this doctor has made such a huge difference.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing? And she came out in a reading.
She was shown to me in signs.
Wow.
Yeah, because I follow the number 777, and the sevens led me to her.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah.
The spirit led me to her and said, go that way, go that way. So I went to her, and she's like, yep, no problem.
Wow. I'm getting goose pimples from this.
I know. I mean, can you believe 24 doctors in 14 years, and we finally get a yes?
Yes, isn't that something?
First doctor that said yes. The other doctors wouldn't even touch him.
Wow. And then she pops up in Tyler's reading. And I think her assistant is going to be on top of things with Tyler.
She's great, too.
Or following things. She's going to be almost like watching Tyler for the doctor, kind of.
Yep.
Like she has an interest in this, a go-between.
This doctor has heart.
Yeah.
She really sincerely cares for these kids, and it shows.
Wow, that's all.
She went beyond everything to make sure that this child was going to be okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Christine. Well, I had a great time with you here on the show with Tyler, and I hope it reached many ears and will continue to reach many eyes and ears through the pages that we have. And we'll do another show after the wish is granted and get the scoop on that.
Awesome.
Okay, and anytime you need me, you know how to get a hold of me.
Yep, I do.
Okay, and thank you for being on the show today.
I just want to thank everybody who's been supporting, whoever's listening, all my friends and family, and I just want to thank everybody for supporting us through all this and for giving me a shoulder to lean on when I need it. I have such great friends, Michael, including you, and I'm just so thankful for it.
Thank you, Christine. And we appreciate you, too.
And I thank the BBS also.
Yes, BBS Radio for allowing us to do this.
Yep.
And to reach the world and have it archived where you can go and listen to it again.
Right.
And we're going to see what we can do about getting you two copies.
Yeah, let me know about that because I did hear about that and was wondering about that.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. We'll get the two shows copied. You can have them for a souvenir and you can listen to them and let your family listen to it and maybe even play it on air somewhere else.
Cool, that would be awesome.
Sure. Okay, Christine, I'll let you go and stay in touch.
I will.
All righty, don't be a stranger.
No, never. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Christine. God bless and take care. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. It was an awesome interview. Hey, Tyler, if you're still listening, you're a great guy, and I'm be keeping my eye on you. I'm always here for you. Thank you for sharing your life with us and letting us be a part of your life. And Christine, good luck with everything. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, I'm ready to read. I'm in the reading mode. Get those phones ringing. Google me. Call me. Call me now. USA, toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Canada, you're not online yet. You have to dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And you can get a free psychic reading. Just dial a number. They're all over the website, bbsradio.com. Go to their page, bookmark their page, learn how to navigate it. If you like readings, you can get one every day if you listen. They got dozens of advisors and readers here, and all different types of topics are covered. It's my radio station. Make it your radio station. If you'd like to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoga.com. Please bookmark that. On the left, you'll see all my contacts. On the right, you'll see all my interests. Something for everybody there. Message board, guest book. Please sign my guest book. And we have a chapel with the ocean waves in it. If you like to meditate, you like to pray, we got a few people in there requesting prayers. You can leave a request in there yourself. I go there every day. I always say a little prayer for everybody looking for a prayer. And I like to meditate listening to the ocean. So it's there. It's set up. All you got to do is turn your speaker on and go to my website. Look for the chapel on the right-hand side. Let's see. And go look at the picture of the USS New York. It's the battleship made out of all the steel from the World Trade Center. I'm proud of it. I got a beautiful picture of it in my patriotic tribute. You'll hear about this from time to time. I'm very proud of our men and women of the armed services. Without them, where would we be? I don't support war. I'm a neutral, but I am patriotic. I'm an American, and they're doing a tough job, and our prayers go out to them. And I'd like to have a tribute to them, and that's at my website. You can see it, and I'm proud of it. I got a little bit of everything there for you. Okay, where are we going here? I am available in private, and if you want a private reading, if you're interested in a private reading, I am available. The price is fair. Email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing nonstop psychic readings. I am a psychic, and I do readings. Call me, mommy, someone, family member, friend, anybody in New York, if you're listening, give me a ring. I will be bringing your inner thoughts to New York soon, real soon. I'm on the verge of coming out of the closet here in New York. I'm going to go from New York to Manhattan with it. Newspapers, anything I can get your inner thoughts in, I will. And before you know it, your inner thoughts will be New York's internet radio talk show. Got a lot of guests lined up. Next week we have Jane Hitchcock, author of Internet Crimes and Punishment, and an expert on Internet safety, rules and regulations. I'm looking forward to that show. She's backed by popular demand. I have a lot of emails and requests, and we're going to bring Jane back, and we'll hopefully talk about Internet and Internet chat and the safety and the do's and the don'ts and what you can do if you're being stalked or harassed, what you can do and how do you protect yourself, and passwords and all these things that's a must if you're on the Internet, especially if you're in Internet chat. There are some hazards and some pitfalls that you need to be aware of, and there are ways of protecting yourself. And Michael Goger came out of Internet chat, and your inner thoughts came out of Internet chat, and I spent 10 years in there, so I do know a little bit about what's going on and who's who and what's what and how to do it. And Jane will help me bring that out. And then the end of August, the 26th, we have Jodex, He's a awesome musician. He has a band, High White Cowboys, and he authored a song called Going Within. You hear a part of it as an intro to my radio show, and an exit as a part of it. It's titled Going Within, and I hope to have the whole version on the front of my personal website, michaelgoga.com. Any day we're working on that. We're putting it together. I'd like to hear the whole version. And it's a very nice piece, and it was written in my honor, so I'm proud of it. It's very symbolic of me and my journey. Going Within by Joe Dex. You'll be hearing more about that. He'll be here August 26th. Sunday, August 26th, I'll have Joe Dex on, talk about his band and his experiences in rising in the ranks of music and as a band member. Call me. Who out there is listening? Call me. I want to hang up, but they said, why do you hang up? I'm listening to the show and you hang up because nobody's calling. I said, I didn't know anybody was listening. And, you know, I was listening. I was enjoying it. So I didn't want a reading. I just wanted to hear the show. So I'll keep talking. There's 5 minutes left, folks. If you'd like to get a reading, call me. Be that last reading for me. Come on. I got to read one more time. I feel the need to read. All right. Nobody wants a reading. So let's see. We'll talk about psychic development. I always wanted to talk about it. Never had a chance. And now I will. Psychic development. What is a psychic? Everybody is psychic. Everybody is psychic. Everybody has spiritual abilities. Everybody has aspects of their soul. Psychic, relating to spirit, part of spirit is spirit, spirit abilities. So we all have it. It's just like we all can play baseball, but not everybody's going to be a Babe Ruth or a coach. And it's the same way with any ability or talent, and that includes psychic abilities. Not everybody's going to be a Sylvia Brown or a James Van Prague, but at times you will know who's calling you, or don't take that road, take this road, or mom came to me last night in a dream, and what she told me happened, knowing something's wrong with your child. Knowing what's wrong with you. All psychic abilities, all proof and evidence that there is something there that's not seen, but it's there. And so we're all psychic, and we all can use it, we all experience it, but there is a line where you go from having experiences, psychic experience, to becoming a psychic reader. It's a whole different world. Worlds apart. It's the same energy, but it's a different world. And to be a reader, I suggest that you study meditation and visualization and interact with people. To be a people person, empathic, feeling somebody's feelings or crying over a song or a poem or a movie. Empathic. These are abilities that you have to push into action and learn how to develop them in order to become a reader, an advisor, a psychic advisor, a spiritual advisor. You need to harness these abilities and concentrate them and focus them, and then learn how to create with them and manipulate with them and to interpret what you're feeling and hearing. So it's a long process, just like any other endeavor, any other dream, any other goal. The more you do it, the better you get. You become what you dwell on. Me, I think, eat, sleep, psychic reader, 24/7. Even when I'm sleeping, the last thing on my mind before I fall asleep is I will receive information from my spirit guides every night. And I wake up thanking God that I have another day to make a difference. This is training. This is practice. These are the things you need to do to start gyrating towards being a psychic advisor. Meditation will play a major role in your development. It's a must as far as I'm concerned, and I believe any other high-powered reader would tell you the same thing. Meditation is a must. You and knowledge of your chakras. Chakra is Hindu for spinning wheel. All it is a portal, a vortex of spinning energy. We have seven major chakras, starting with the root at the tailbone and working their way up to the top of the head. They are portals of energy where spiritual energy interacts with the physical. And each portal governs a certain part of your body and the aspects in your life and the experiences that you have. This is where the energy interacts. You push energy out and energy comes in. There's an interaction of spirit energy and physical energy. These portals, these chakras, are where you're going to center your energy and your meditation and your breathing. You'll start with, if you're centering yourself, you'll start with your root chakra, the color red. You'll visualize red, you'll breathe red, you'll think red, and you'll inhale into that chakra. And then, after you inhale, you'll exhale all the negativity and issues that are in there that shouldn't be there. You just visualize a black energy coming out of the red and into the universe. It's called the cleansing. You continue that, and you work your way up to each seven chakras till you reach to the top of your head. And that would be the perfect centering and meditation. And well on your way, on your journey to developing as a psychic advisor. Or just using your psychic abilities to advise yourself and to use them in your own life. So, and it's also a very good centering tool, cleansing tool, and energizing. As you focus on your chakras and you breathe in positive, you breathe out negative. You do that a few times in each chakra, and you start to feel better. You start to think better. You start to think clearer. You're calmer. And you're clearer, you're focused, and you're balanced. And this is where you want your body, mind, and soul at whenever you attempt to develop or to work spiritually or psychically. So, that would be the beginning stages of developing psychically. If there's any questions, you can email me. I have 40 years of knowledge in metaphysics. Academically, I'm hurting. I can't spell, but I can read, and I remember everything I come in contact with. So I have a lot to share, a lot of knowledge. Can't express myself in type, but I will do my best. And if you have any questions, meet me in chat or drop me an email with psychic development. And like all talents, I believe that as you develop, you should use them to do good and to work within the light. And there's many ways of doing this. We'll cover that on another show, even if it's just helping your neighbor or helping a child or just loving your spouse. Give your spouse a hug and tell her you love her. Tell him you love him. This is the beginning of giving back to the universe. With any blessings you receive in life, you give back something, and it's called balance, and balance in the energies. And in giving, you will receive. Remember that there are many, many, many universal laws. There are laws in the universe that have been there from the beginning, and they can't be bent or corrupted or broken. They're there, and they are active in our lives. And a big part of that is giving back. In giving, you receive. Remember that. Why would the universe give you more if you're not happy with what you have and appreciate what you already have? So stop complaining. Get out of that rut. Hug someone. Love someone. Give something to someone. Get somebody a job. Give them a loan. Babysit their kids. Anything you can think of to help your loved ones or your neighbors or the planet in any way. Michael Jackson said it best, the man in the mirror. If you want to change the world, start with the man in the mirror. That's where it all starts. If everybody did that, we'd have paradise on earth. We'd have peace on earth. Until next week, everybody, I love you all. Thank you for listening. www.michaelgoga.com and your inner thoughts at BBS Radio. It doesn't get no better, and it doesn't get no more exciting. Take care, everybody. Until next week, God bless. Thank you.